The Bangladeshi Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, says a nationwide curfew caused by violence across the country will be lifted as soon as the security situation in the country gets better. At least 139 people have been killed and more than 500 arrested in confrontations between Bangladeshi security forces and protesters, with the police and military being given shoot-on-sight orders for those who resist or break curfew. The protests were sparked by job quotas, which reserved most public service jobs for specific demographics, including 30% being reserved for families of veterans of Bangladesh's 1971 War of Independence. And in reaction to the protests, the Supreme Court scrapped much of these quotas on Sunday, ordering that 93% of government jobs should now be allocated based on merit. In her first public comments since the curfew was declared last week, Prime Minister Hasina blamed the opposition for the outbreaks of violence during student-led protests.
Shibir, BNP and Jamaat together are behind all the incidents and murders together. We were forced to impose a curfew to protect the lives and property of the citizens. I never wanted it. When I returned home in 1981, there was curfew every night. There was curfew every day when Ziaur Rahman was leading the government. We used to hear that we had to get home by 10 p.m. because there was a night curfew. Many might not remember those things. Many of the younger generations don't know it.